Hi, I'm Melissa.
Abe.
I'm Sajo.
And we're doing a podcast about the criminal justice in African-American culture. So, Abe, as an African-American man...
I'm an African-American, I'm black.
Okay, as a... Oh, okay.
Okay.
As a black man, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I know that the American system, the American justice system is corrupt and it's set up to fail black people.
I agree.
Why do you agree?
Because it's like, okay, from just personal experience, for me at least, so I could walk, all the police officers in Summit know me, love me, here's a perfect example. My mom's driving. She gets pulled over, and the cop is like, goes up to the car, and he looks at us. He goes, "Oh, are you guys the Dormoses?" And my mom's like, "Yeah," and then he goes, "Your husband owns some auto body." She goes, "Yeah." He goes, oh, "Okay, just go." Perfect example. Yeah, but for anyone else,
he wouldn't even like.
Yeah, he wouldn't even. Yeah, he would just be like, "Okay."
But if it was Abe driving,
but then he would have probably like made you get out of the car and right. Check the
or
car.
Like, yeah, check the car.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's how, like, for black people,
yeah,
that's just what we're used to, so it's not really like a big deal for us,
but like, you guys shouldn't be used to it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I wonder why the police, it's like they're not trained to, well, or do you think they're trained to like do that?
No,
I don't think they're trained. I think it's just like
it's their
racist,
background,
that's it, yeah, right. But do you think, okay, so there's also black police officers. It's not as, like,
yeah, but
prevalent, but, like, there are. Do you think that they are like that towards white people? Like, what are your thoughts on that? Like, or do you think they're just equal too?
I feel like even black police officers have a way of, what you call it, intimidating black people. Just because they have the status as a police officer.
That is true. So you think being a police officer... It gives you already like a status thing, like a power, like high.
Yeah, I feel like it gives you I feel like it makes them think that they're, even though they are in like a higher third authority mm-hmm. over everybody else, it makes them think that they're in a higher authority over them.
What are your thoughts?
I have like an example. Okay. Okay, so in 1991 in LA, somebody videotaped a police officer beating this guy named Rodney King, who was black, after a high speed pursuit. And then yeah, basically they were just beating him up. It was clear evidence that he beat him up, but even in court, it didn't hold up, and the officers were not indicted. So that's like an example of like.
So the officers weren't charged for whatever they did.
No.
Mm-hmm. Do you think police take their gun privileges way too far?
Yeah.
Some, not all.
Yeah, some.
Okay, now I'm not gonna say most. I'll say all. Okay, so I say 2 out of 10, which is 20%, which is a lie.
But, like, what's that case where the boy was, they thought he was on something, and he had a knife or something, and they shot him so many times? And it was this last year, I think.
17 times? Is that the one?
Yeah, right? And the guy, did he get charged? The police officer get charged?
I think so.
I think he did. But there's so many, that's, like, a case that, like, you never hear, like, a police officer getting charged for that, because it's like they told like Abe, stop doing this because you're getting me off track. Last time this happened,
oh my God, just talk.
Sound right without a visual.
Okay,
we'll edit that out.
No,
you can't edit that out.
Me and her mixed. It's me fine. And her mixed AirPods last time.
Yeah, we mixed AirPods. Yeah,
obviously one yours, mine.
Okay, yours. Anyway, back to the topic.
Just aesthetically, please.
Back to the topic. Okay, so. I was saying about, okay, how it's, like, a rare case when a police officer gets charged for shooting, because he always says, well, I feel threatened. I felt threatened. I felt threatened. Right? Am I right or am I right?
You're right.
Exactly. I am right. So, Sasha, tell me your ideas, because me and Abe have been rambling on.
So, African Americans accounted for more than a third of the arrests in 2010 for violent crimes.
It was supposed to be 4 minutes long, 3 minutes long, because the last one was 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So you can stop right now. I said just want to talk.
Okay.
And you have to edit that part out.
I'm Sajo.
And I'm Melissa, and that's our opinions on that topic. Thank you for listening.